A lot of part-time jobs disappeared in September. One reason may be the end of the summer holidays for students, but the change in this particular category accounted for all of the change in September's employment figures. Overall, the province saw job numbers decline by 3,200 from August to September, but full-time employment rose by more than 4,000 in the same period. Part-time positions dropped by 7,400, more than offsetting the improvement in full-time work and resulting in the overall net decline of 3,200 positions. But on a year-over-year basis, Saskatchewan continues to have the second strongest growth rate in terms of job creation in the country, at just over 3%. This tells us demand for labor continues to favor workers, as employers are still struggling to secure talent. This, even though the overall population continues to rise, increasing the size of the labor pool. The problem is that the number of jobs rose by 17,000 in the past year, roughly 1,000 more than the increase in the number of people in the labor pool. I'm Paul Martin.